Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be focusing on math, and specifically on how to improve students' estimation skills. And this is drawn from a group of researchers who wrote in Teaching Children Mathematics, which is the journal of the National Teacher Council of Teachers of Mathematics, specifically about elementary school teaching. And these researchers did a study, and they just developed a new method for teaching estimation that focuses on strategy comparison. And I'm going to talk about what that looks like. So the approach core is that you've got two of the same estimation problem side by side on the same page that the students are looking at. And then there are hypothetical students who explain different strategies that they took to solve the same problem. And I'll give you a very concrete example. Let's say that the estimation problem was 14 times 24. Now, you might have the first student explain that what they did was they rounded the first number and then they multiplied the two together. So they multiplied, so they rounded 14 to 10 and then they multiplied 10 times 24. Then you might have the second student right next to them explain on the paper that they rounded both numbers and then they multiplied them. So they rounded 14 to 10 and they rounded 24 to 20 and then they multiplied the two together. The key here is because they will have gotten quite different answers, it's a rich conversation that you can start with your students about estimation. You can add, and they talk about in the article asking very strategic questions, asking things like, what's similar about these two students' approaches? What's different? What seems to make one better? Or what makes one worse? Or when might we want to use one? Or might we want, when we want to use the other? Let's say that you took a different problem, like, I don't know, 19 times 47, and we tried the first student's strategy, what would you get? What if you tried the second student strategy? And so by leading them through these types of questions, we're really getting students to think very metacognitively about estimation itself. What is estimation? Why do we estimate? When do we want to estimate a certain way? What are advantages and disadvantages? Researchers talk about a couple of ways to maximize implementing this strategy. First, make sure to choose the estimation problems you're using very carefully. They should be problems that exemplify important ideas and challenges in estimation, ones that can have different answers if you use different strategies. Second, you want to make sure that the questions, again, like I was just describing, that you're choosing, are very strategic. Make sure that there aren't just like, think about these two different kinds of estimation strategies. Which one would you use? You want to take them through scaffolded questions to make them really think about the advantages and disadvantages, have them try it out, have them really sort of play with these kinds of strategies. Thirdly, make sure that you're ensuring your students have the necessary background knowledge in order to be able to actually make these comparisons. So a student that's struggling with two-digit by two-digit multiplication is going to have trouble getting at the concepts of estimation if they're just struggling just to do the basic computation. And lastly, make sure you build in time for class discussions that you can highlight conclusions about different strategies with. Having the whole class wrestle with these ideas is another way to really ramp up the level of thinking that they're doing about estimation. And the researchers found that in their studies, students taught with this comparison method had significantly higher ability to use different sort of estimation strategies, and they also retained the content about using estimation strategies far better than students who weren't taught with this method. So I encourage you to try it out. There's companion material that can help you plan a lesson on this on the website, and we'll talk to you soon.